Hey people, are you looking for an American Pilot's watch? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. Kingsley 1945 Watches are designed, styled, and hand-assembled in Providence, Rhode Island by the Kingsley Watch Company. These watches are completely original, and their styling are very close to vintage-inspired altimeters from the 1940s. And the best part is they don't break the bank at under $2,000. Please check out www.kingsley1945.com to check out all the styles, history, gallery, distributors. I'm very lucky to be a distributor for Kingsley 1945 watches. Place your order today by emailing me at amitdavehonda@gmail.com and receive a complimentary gift with purchase till the end of November of 2015, a value of $200. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about how Ellen DeGeneres wore the 18-carat Everrose Rolex Yachtmaster on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? I'm Amitdave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Today I want to talk to you about how Ellen DeGeneres was recently on the Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show, and she was having a lip-sync battle with Jimmy Fallon, where it's actually kind of funny. Justin Timberlake was the host. I find these lip-sync battles hilarious because you're getting these massive celebrities that you normally would never see giving it their all and trying to make the audience just get into it as much as possible, from the way they're postured to, you know, the emotion they put behind it to, you know, actually lip syncing all the words correctly and on time and using their hands and gesturing and everything. It was just unbelievable. So, you know, Ellen actually picked two songs that were interesting. One was Do You Know Where You're Going To by Diana Ross, and the other one was Bitch Better Have My Money by Rihanna. And she like really rocked the house. I mean, she was she was in a pantsuit, wearing a very cool shirt underneath, and in really cool boots. And she was rocking the Rolex Everrose Yachtmaster 40mm on the Oyster Flex rubber bracelet that just came out. And she wears it so effortlessly. You know, that's the thing about Ellen. Like, she's always been a huge fan of Rolex. She's been seen publicly wearing vintage Rolexes, new Rolexes, 40mm professional sports model Rolexes in precious metals and in steel. And she just loves Rolex. That's kind of her thing, and it's always been her thing. But what's even more amazing is that if any other woman wore a Rolex like that, 40mm, it would look like they're trying to make a statement, or they're trying to be trendy, or they're trying to be hip, or they're, you know, it's ironic in some way, or they're trying to make, you know, they're trying to be flashy. With Ellen, it's just really a part of who she is. And that's what I think is so cool. Like, you know, she carries herself with a lot of sophistication and class, and it's not about, you know, it's not about gender, man. It's not about that at all. It's about who you are as a person and how you carry yourself. And she does it flawlessly, you know, on The Tonight Show, wearing, you know, a precious metal watch made out of 18 karat rose gold. And the thing that's even cooler is that, you know, she wears her watches kind of loose and slinky, sort of off to the side, like, so that you can really see the size of it. And it doesn't look forced. It doesn't look contrived. It doesn't look pretentious. It just looks a part of her, you know. I can't explain it to you in any other way. And I don't know many men, let alone women, who can pull this off without, you know, being in your face and being like, look at me, I'm wearing the new Rolex. The new Rolex Everrose 40mm was released this year at Basel. It was a massive hit. It has a ceramic bezel. The case comes in 37 and 40mm. Ellen loves 40mm. By the way, according to Justin Timberlake, Ellen did win the lip sync battle for Bitch Better Have My Money by Rihanna, which was hilarious because it was just incredible. And I will put the link to my article, and you can also watch the full video of the lip sync battle. If you have any questions, you can always email me at amitdavehonda@gmail.com. I'll be happy to help you if you're looking to purchase this watch or any other watch. You can also visit my website at www.amitdavehonda.com. If you want to know what's going on with me all over the world, you can check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at @AmitDaveHonda. You can also check out my weekly newsletter by signing up. It's a one-and-done process. I'll put the link down to that below. Don't forget to like my Facebook watch page. I'd also like to thank my sponsor, Kingsley 1945 Watches. If you're looking for an American pilot watch and you just want something cool, original, something that's hand-assembled in the USA, go to www.kingsley1945.com. You can contact me to order your Kingsley 1945 watch and get a complimentary gift with purchase till the end of November 2015 with the purchase of your first Kingsley 1945 watch. I'd also like to thank Childboy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.